You're listening to a Pro Wrestling Reviews show, and this is the WWE Raw Review for 9/19 of 2016. Man, oh man, how'd y'all like Raw tonight? It was pretty good, wasn't it? It was crazy. And then there's a lot of things that happened that we'll go over. And there was a lot of things I did not like about it as well, too. Let's go ahead and get into that in a little bit. So, what do y'all give WWE Raw for tonight? For the, 9/19 of 2016? I can't get the words out tonight. And again, I greatly appreciate everyone for listening. And this is the first show on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm greatly appreciating them inviting me on here. And I'm really, really excited about the future for formerly known as the Best Damn Wrestling Show. But from now on, it's called the Pro Wrestling Review Show, Reviews Show, plural, with the S. And this is the very first show of the WWE Raw Review for 9/19 of 2016. And let's go ahead and knock this out, because mainly these episodes are going to be 15 minutes long, hopefully no longer than 20 minutes. But the pay-per-views on Sundays, which we'll have people that can call in, and we'll have guests on as well too. And basically, that's going to be pretty exciting. And I will be releasing that. It'll be the first show this coming Sunday after Clash of Champions, right after Clash of Champions is over with. So I'm really excited about that. So let's go ahead and get into the show. Basically, the show opens with a recap of last week's Owens and Reigns main event and the interference from both Seth Rollins and Rusev. And basically, Roman Reigns comes down the ring, pacing angrily with a mic in his hand. He's getting ready to say he's been waiting a whole week, but Stephanie McMahon interrupts. She knows Roman wants to carve a path of destruction on Raw, but she has a show to run, she says. And Mick Foley interrupts, and I kind of see something going on between them, like a storyline, which is pretty cool. I like that. I really think Stephanie, everybody pretty much knows, if you've been watching WWE for a while, Stephanie knows everything. She's not no idiot. So I think that's where they're going with the storyline. Basically, she's going to turn on Mick, and that's going to be fun in itself. He says that they did come up with a solution, that is Mick Foley, and it was all his idea. Last week was his fault, and he wasn't clear enough about his intentions for the main event. So this week, the two competitors, Rollins and Rusev, will have a match in this very ring, he says. And Roman says that'd be great. What does it do for him? And basically, he said Triple H screwed him over, and now Rusev's done the same. And then the funny thing is, the delete chants break out. And that was funny. But he said he's never going to see Triple H again, but he can't. But he can at least get hands on Rusev. Then Mick says that Roman can be assured that he will, in fact, face Rusev for the U.S. Championship at Clash of Champions, which I like this match. I really do. And it's kind of, that's where Roman is right now, and that's where Rusev is. I would like them to push Rusev a little bit more, basically give Roman the U.S. title, which I think they should do, because I think Rusev kind of deserves, I don't know, maybe a shot at the world championship. I don't know. I don't know if it would work against the man, KO. Then basically Steph guarantees a match that will happen, and Roman says that's real reassuring. And basically the rest of this whole thing, this doesn't really matter, because I was like, blah, blah, blah. Didn't really care about it. But let's go ahead and get to the first match, man. I really like that match, Rusev versus Seth Rollins. Basically, the winner of that match was, who won the match, man? Basically, Seth rolls to the apron before to stomp the back. Rusev tries to cut him off and eats a hot shot and kick before Rollins follows with a flying knee and Rollins with a suicide dive. Basically, looking for a second, but Rusev scrambles. Seth with the low bridge to send Rusev back out and lands that second dive. Seth lands a right hand and follows Rusev up the ramp. They just keep brawling. And basically, Rusev, it was goes into a double countout draw, which is, I don't know if they had those in a while. So, I mean, it was okay. Then they, the cool thing is, they did do a little Hispanic heritage with Cesar Chavez and Eddie Guerrero, which is pretty cool. Then back from break, basically, then actually backstage with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens and Y2J Chael Owens, how ridiculous this is that Foley is taking his issues with Jericho out on KO. And KO agrees, claims that Foley is useless. Jericho yanks that clipboard away from some production assistant and says he's going to make a list of everything Foley's done wrong and he's not going to like it, which is funny as heck. Then we have a match after that, Braun Strowman versus Sin Cara again. And Braun Strowman wins by pinfall with a running power slam. And actually, next match was Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Charlotte and Dana Brooke. And say what you want, a lot of people said they didn't like Dana Brooke's match last week. I really liked it. I think she has better chemistry. I just think with Bayley and Sasha, I think she feels more comfortable with them. I think other people, she's just not as comfortable with them as she is with Bayley and Sasha. But basically, the winner, Charlotte and Dana Brooke, win by a pinfall with a big boot from Charlotte on Bayley. So I'm really excited. I'm getting tired of these dang triple threat matches that WWE is having. It's like the WWE World title has had more triple threats this year than I remember in the past. And now there seems like they're doing the women's championship on Raw that way. Recently, more triple threat matches. It's like they can't come up with anything creative. So let's just put them in a triple threat match and just call it a match, you know, and get everybody involved in the match. No, you know, one person's versus, you know, how many times in the 80s and 90s did they have triple threat matches? I don't remember that many as much as they do now. Because they try to include so many people. They got too many people on the roster. Or, you know, they don't have to even create storylines for. Then the next match was Bo Dallas versus Gary Graham. And I really liked what they're doing with Bo Dallas. But he needs to change his wardrobe or gimmick or whatever. And do something else differently. I think after election, he's going to be gone. Because I really like him as a heel, and actually he can talk pretty good, dang good on the mic. So I wish they would do more with that. And then the next match, basically Cesaro versus Sheamus, best of seven series match, which Cesaro wins this match. Cesaro wins by pinfall with a gotch neutralizer to even the best of seven series up 3-3, tied 3-3, and guaranteed a seventh match at Clash of Champions. And, I'm pretty sure that Cesaro will win this match, but tune in on this Saturday, which we might do something live. I haven't decided yet. That we'll do a Clash of Champions preview show. That'd be pretty cool. And actually, after that commercial, Chris Jericho's in the ring with his list, and he tells the crowd not to boo him, and talks about how terrible he claims how terrible a job he claims Mick Foley's been doing as a general manager. He says, number one, Mick Foley is trying to drive a wedge between him and KO. No, he goes, number five is Mick's terrible fashion sense. Number 12 is how Foley has developed an affection for Sami Zayn, at which point Big Cass and Enzo Amore came out next. And Enzo interrupts. And then his shining stars interrupt. Then after that, New Day interrupt. Then after that, Gallows and Anderson, the club, interrupts, and that's another story. I mean, I don't understand why they just, you know, Gallows and Anderson they don't have more people on the club on Raw and have people on the club. Look at AJ had some, you know, recruit some people on the club on SmackDown. That way they're dominant on both ends. I don't know why, but it is what it is. And I say that constantly if you're a new listener. It is what it is. I should make that tagline. Pro Wrestling Review shows, it is what it is. But back from break after that, Big Cass and Enzo and New Day and Sami Zayn and versus Chris Jericho, Shining Star and the Club and Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Basically, Enzo wins the match for his team by pinfall with the assisted splash on Epico. And then the next match was the Mick announces the winner. And Mick announces the whole the four individuals for the number one contenders match for the Cruiserweight Championship, which will be at Clash of Champions. It was Brian Kendrick versus Cedric Alexander versus Grand Metalik, I think that's how you pronounce it correctly, versus Rich Swann. And I really like what they're doing. This match was probably the best match of the night. I really like Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. Grand Metalik, I'm not for sure if I answered that or pronounced that correctly, but I think he did a really good job. I really liked the way Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann wrestled together. I think that's something they might do in the future. But I really like, I think this is good for the Cruiserweight Champion TJ Perkins versus a veteran, Brian Kendrick. That's what they need. I mean, they're all veterans, but Brian's been around forever. And he knows how WWE system works. He knows how WWE does things. And he's kind of can, you know, they can just tell Brian what to do or how the match should go. And then Brian just work with TJ and it'd be done. Basically, that match, Brian Kendrick wins by submission with the Captain's Hook becoming the number one contender, the TJ Perkins Cruiserweight Championship. And, of course, the final match, Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, steel cage match. Basically, a stare down to start. KO claims he's not going for the door. He's going to stare right here and kick Roman Reigns' butt. So, of course, he runs straight to the damn door. And right hand comes from Roman, and KO makes for a door again, tries to climb the cage, eats a butt head and a right hand, and Reigns puts Owens in the corner and takes a few strikes and all that stuff. And basically, I really enjoyed this cage match. Roman Reigns actually wins by escaping by climbing over the cage to the floor just a second or two before KO does that. But, you know, it doesn't really matter because we all know that Kevin Owens is going to keep the title for a little bit. I really think that I really think they should have John Cena win that match, become a 16-time world champion with KO. But that would be, not John Cena, but God, I can't believe I said that. I really think that they should have Seth Rollins beat KO, because Seth Rollins is actually better, or they're about the same as far as technical skills and wrestling skills, and they both can talk on the mic. And I really want this feud to happen, so maybe it'll happen at the next pay-per-view. So that'll be interesting to see what they do on that. So again, I'm going to go ahead and give this Raw, man, I give it a 7 out of 10. Only because the Cruiserweight match was probably the best match of the night. And I really like what they're doing with the Cruiserweight division. And I really like the new title. It fits what WWE is trying to do, is trying to be different. And I really like what the Rusev and actually the Seth Rollins and KO feud. But I don't like, I really like that. And I hope that it continues past Clash of Champions. I really think. I ain't gonna say it because I'm gonna keep my predictions for Saturday. So I really, really like this feud, and I hope it continues for a couple more pay-per-views, because that's what WWE I think is planning to do, because it's best for businesses. It's best for business is what they say. So I greatly appreciate everyone for listening. Of course, this is the Pro Wrestling Reviews show, formerly known as Best Damn Wrestling, and I greatly appreciate everyone for listening. Please share this. If you're on Twitter, share this episode, and please share on Facebook as well, too. I am going to be announcing on Saturday a contest, which will be cool if you would. So be listening for that. And also, too, please, like I said, share this. And basically, the contest is going to be part of sharing, but I'll explain on Saturday because I haven't finalized all the details. So I greatly appreciate everyone for listening to the Pro Wrestling Review show for the WWE Raw review for 9/19 of 2016. And peace out.